The crisis in Ukraine grinds on, and President Obama has issued travel bans and frozen the U.S. assets of dozens of Russian individuals and corporations. Just what those sanctions are accomplishing is now a matter of debate. But here in New York, WNYC's Ilya Marritz reports the real estate industry is feeling the chill.
Some people look at the Manhattan skyline and see a magnificent jumble of tall buildings.
Oh, yeah, I love that building.
What Victoria Steiner sees is more like a Monopoly board, the expensive part of the Monopoly board. She's a broker with Douglas Elliman, and you see that brown tower near the Queensboro Bridge?
I sell a lot in that because the pricing is good. They're anywhere from $2 million and up, so kind of entry into the city.
We're standing at the window of the 29th floor of an East Midtown high-rise. Point to any building, and Steiner seems to know it. Oprah's best friend, Gail King, bought here. A New York Ranger bought over there.
He lived in that building for a while, and then he got recruited back to Russia.
Steiner does a lot of business with rich Russians.
The most expensive building right now in New York, that's 432 Park Avenue, and the average price there is $6,500 a foot. So it's $18 million just to get yourself into that building.
When it's completed, this will be the tallest residential building in the Western Hemisphere. Even just halfway built, it looms over the neighborhood like a cornstalk in the middle of a vegetable patch.
And I've done a few deals there for wealthy Russians, so we'll see what happens there.
That building is just a skeleton right now with exterior elevators moving construction equipment up and down. You've already sold apartments there?
We've sold apartments, but they haven't closed yet.
Does the political situation endanger the closing?
Well, we'll see in 2 years, right? Hopefully this will all clean itself up.
This is the peculiar situation some realtors now find themselves in. Deals on hold. Clients scared off. It's like someone turned off the spigot. And realtors aren't the only ones who've benefited from the Russian money that, until recently, flowed into the city. Clarence Grant is a union carpenter at 432 Park, that really tall building.
I'm doing the concrete work. Pouring concrete, setting up the farms, taking them off.
In between puffs of a new port, Grant says he expects to have steady work here through December. The view is a nice perk.
See the whole city, see the river.
For some buyers, though, the views are secondary.
The whole point of buying in these types of properties is to maintain anonymity.
Edward Mermelstein is an attorney who represents foreign buyers. He says the developers of new properties don't ask a lot of questions, which is good because many Russians pay in one lump sum from offshore accounts. Over the last 2 years, Mermelstein estimates he's done $2 billion worth of residential deals. About a quarter of this was with Russian speakers. There are no reliable stats on foreign buyers in New York, but a recent survey of brokers by Reuters found that since the Ukrainian crisis, wealthy Chinese have overtaken the Russians. And there are other signs the sanctions are causing discomfort. Jackie Teplitsky teaches at NYU and sells homes for Element.
Well, I think that various people that were maybe friends with Mr. Putin are not so much friends with him anymore. I think that some of them are saying that he went too far.
You're hearing these things. People are grumbling.
At that level. We're talking about the high-end level.
To Victoria Steiner, this feels like a fight among family. Steiner was born in Western Ukraine when it was still part of the Soviet Union. The violence she's seen on TV upsets her. I ask her if it's made for awkward conversations with clients, and she cracks an ironic smile.
You know, when I lived in the Ukraine, it was Russia in 1978. It was one country. So Russia feels that they still own Ukraine, they still own Crimea, they still own Kazakhstan. I guess they wanted to take what's theirs, in their mind.
Money, power, national pride. The Ukrainian conflict is about all of these things, but it's also about real estate. For WNYC, I'm Ilya Marritz.